Y'all ready? Will you give the invitation this morning?
Sure.
Okay. I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is our May 30th regular session of Commissioner's Court. We're going to stand this morning. We're going to begin this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Burka, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Pray with me. Father in heaven, Lord, we ask you to watch over us today as we meet and do the county's business. Father, we just ask that you give us wisdom and good spirit to handle the dealings of the county. Father, we just thank you for the day, and we thank you for this opportunity to serve. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of A, minutes of the previous meeting.
Moved to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Moved to. We got it?
Yeah.
Moved to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
I would like to, when the election stuff comes down, go ahead and pay that and just run the thing through court next time.
Okay.
Okay. Because we had some that worked.
Payroll is approved. 3-4, one abstention. Item 3D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. There's actually two sheets. Are our accounts payable?
Motion. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is to accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, other certificates, state and county tax summary, the East Texas Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse annual report, project delivery services agreement between Upshur County and Amazing Grants Incorporated, the Pitney Bowes lease agreement, and that's it on that one.
Motion to record those documents.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka. That's accounts payable. Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to record all those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Move to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner on the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to adopt county energy transportation reinvestment zone project design criteria and specifications as required by the Texas Department of Transportation. Anything, Melinda, Andy?
I don't like to discuss what they actually are, if y'all need to go into detail, because that is out of my realm, but it's just one of the certifications that will be on the preliminary paperwork that's sent in to Texas, saying that y'all have adopted it. They don't need a copy of it, they don't care what they are, as long as y'all do have some way of saying this is what we're going to do, and then this is what we're going to do for each road.
So TxDOT doesn't get a copy?
No, sir.
It just needs to be in our record.
Yes.
Do we already have that in the record?
It's just a step-by-step on how the whole road is all in and out.
We got a copy. You gave us a copy of that in with the agenda, I believe.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I'll move to...
Mr. Gentry has a question.
Oh. Oh, I can't see you down there.
I know. I'm sorry. I was trying to wave my hand. Is this actually like the last thing that we need to do before we can actually get started? I mean, I know there's been some little glitches, so.
We have checked on that to try to find out where it is. It's out there in limbo somewhere. We're not sure if it got sent back to the district office, because we sent it to the district office. They were then to submit it to Austin. And in theory, it will come directly back to the county. It will be the first ones to know when it is signed in hand.
Well, we're burning daylight's the reason I was asking.
Yes.
I mean, we've been sitting here for a couple of months now.
It's a moving target. They keep kind of changing what the process is going to be. And each district operates independent.
And you're dealing with one of the largest bureaucracies in the state.
At one point, I had been on the listserv for county judges. They had said that, you know, once we had gotten the letter of the approval of the grant, that we could go ahead and start working. Was that not right?
There's some questions about that. A lot of the information that's being put up on the Texas Association of Counties is the legal counsel that works on more of the legislative side of things. For those of us who work on the grant administration side of things on a regular basis, we're very concerned about doing that until the county actually has the signed agreement.
Okay.
Because until that time, you're not guaranteed. And just to be certain, we certainly would not advise it. But that is up to the county. Y'all would like to begin ordering. They did say Tuesday that after the grant award, then you could get anything billed after the grant award, and for services performed after the grant award, would be reimbursable.
Okay. Understand.
Judge, are we going to have to pay for everything first and get reimbursed?
Yes.
And just for the record, as I was telling her, we're not setting out right now. We're working on other projects. We're just not touching any of these.
Right. You're doing TransCanada, right?
We're doing TransCanada and working on some stuff for the county that needs to be done.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of expenses on roads.
Yeah, we know you're working.
I just know that you had had plans to get some of this done before now, and that we're still doing paperwork. So I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just trying to figure out, do we need to call somebody, or is there something that would that help, or
adopt the resolution? Under item
the rural community kind of lobbying party. I think they're trying to get involved. There's some other things going on with like the TDA grants right now that they're having some concerns over. So I think they had a meeting today as a reflection in Austin. With some higher ups that hopefully be able to answer some questions. But the good news is too, it doesn't appear that the lawsuit is going to affect anything. There's no injunction. LaSalle County is suing TxDOT over the distribution there. And originally it was thought that that would slow things down, but it looks like no, it won't.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
I move to adopt the resolution pertaining to item 4.
Second. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to adopt the resolution pertaining to item four on the agenda. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's done. Item five is discuss and take action to purchase a copier for the district clerk's office from the Records Management Fund. And
our copier that we have now is probably 10 to 12 years old. And it's messing up a lot, and apparently when they have to order parts, they can't just come fix it, they have to order them. It's getting so old, and then we have trouble with it all the time. And our printer is messing up. We had it, our laser printer, for a long time. We make a lot of copies off of that. I talked to TLC, gave me a quote, and
CBS
gave me a quote. What we're needing is a copier that can also be a printer, a scanner. It scans our documents into our into our computer, to our email. And I think the commissioner's copy machine already does that. Is that right?
It's the ones you have now are not leased. Do you own, we own those? The ones you're using that have gone bad, they're not leased?
I think they've been paid for a long time.
Part of I think some of the commissioners were concerned that we bought the scanners earlier this year.
That's not what this scanner's for.
Okay.
That's not what this is for. It doesn't scan into Ableton. It scans into our email so that we can try to e-file with Court of Appeals.
Okay. See, I thought that's what the scanners were for, so we
the scanners are to scan the documents into Ableton.
If I remember
right. That does not e-file.
I thought that's why we had to buy them last time, so that we could comply with the e-filing.
Well, that was in my archive plan to know. Yeah. We scan the documents into the Ableton so that the documents are imaged in the Ableton. They're imaged. All our records are imaged, and then we put our files down in the records management building.
You were thinking of the Adobe software.
Now, they bought the Adobe, yes, to do that.
That scanner we got earlier will not scan.
No, that only scans into the Ableton.
Have we not been scanning documents into Ableton before?
Yes, we had one scanner. We have one big scanner.
So we just got two new scanners.
We have three new scanners, so everybody has one on their desk. They scan documents into the... But that was in my archive plan that...
But part of the purpose of this too is to do away with your printer.
Yes. We have lots of trouble with it. We then have to buy a new printer and a copy machine, or get a copy machine that does it all. But the Adobe was to help us put the e-filing into PDF form. I'm not sure it's the solution, because we haven't been able to do that. We had to send it off to somebody else to do it. Now, since we've got the Adobe, we've had lots of problems too, so we're hoping this will solve that problem, that issue. And Stella might could help us with that, but it sends it straight to our email. And that's how you e-file, is through the internet.
You're talking about this new copier was sent straight to your email?
Which yes, you can scan the case into the, once a case is worked up, we have to scan it you have to shoot it to your email and put it in a PDF, and that's what Adobe. Estella can probably explain better.
So this is the only machine you're going to have to do your e-filing with in the future?
No, you're not.
Missing something altogether.
Well, in the future, hopefully we'll have a new vendor, a new software system.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But Ableton will not do it.
Right.
What we have now will not.
So, and do you need the Adobe if you have the new copier?
Yes. If I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Please.
The Adobe is so that they can put it in the format that the state requires. So the state requires that however we scan it, whether it's from their desktop scanner or from a network scanner, they still have to scan it and then go in and index it, put page numbers on it, bookmark it, and send it in the format that the state will accept. We tried several other programs to get around it before we bought the Adobe, and the state pretty much came back and said, you have to buy Adobe.
Adobe's only $600 or whatever, so.
Right.
Is it just real difficult to get it from the printers we have now with the Adobe, the scanners?
It shouldn't be any different to get it from the scanners that they have now or one, a new one. I don't think that's going to help Adobe at all, how it's scanned. I mean, that's just a machine that's going to put it on your computer.
Yep. I think we may be missing the point.
It's in her budget, and this is...
What's in the countywide recommended fund?
Mike Orr's here from CBS, and Steve Sykes is here from TLC. Our current contract's with TLC. Mr. Sykes, can you tell the court about the machine she's replacing and the purpose of replacing the machine?
Sure, thank you. We got a 283, it's a 28-page printing machine. We feel like her volume's gonna, if she combines the copy volume and the printer together, her volume will exceed 5,000 a month, which means she needs a little bit bigger machine that's able to handle that volume and any growth. Now, the scanning is what it is. It'll scan to email or PDF or, the Adobe basically takes care of that after it gets to the computer. So that's another opportunity for her to scan if she wants to. It's got a 100-sheet dual-side scanner on it, which is...
What condition is her current machine in?
It's pretty much, it's really old, the parts aren't available. We're having a hard time finding those. So we went back with the refurbished unit. This is a refurbished unit that is a lot newer in technology. So it's going to handle that. But the machine you do have now is currently on our really old list. So it really needs to be replaced one way or another.
How old is this new one we're looking at?
It's still actually new to us. It's still being sold. It hasn't been replaced yet. It's about 3 to 4 years in the market. But that, for you guys, for us, means the parts are still available for 7 years, and then once they stop, another 3 after that. So we're in good shape for 10 years with this particular model.
And are you maintaining some Ricoh machines we have also?
We do have some SAP and Ricoh that are in the mix.
Okay.
But we're trying to, and they're really old. They're in the same model, the 3525 series in the SAP. Which this is similar to the one that they have in the IT department. It's just really old.
Okay.
But we're a premier Sharp dealer, platinum dealer in the state, so we are trying to push everything towards Sharp in the future.
Okay.
Do we have a price?
Mr. Orr, again, you're trying to sell us a machine too for that same office. Is your machine refurbished?
It is.
Okay. And how long is it in the market? How long is it?
About 3 years.
About 3 years?
It's one generation.
Okay.
It's also a fax machine.
I didn't...
It's what?
It's also 28 page a minute copy scan and fax print.
It's also a fax machine.
Is this one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's that one?
So fax copy.
TLC's is a Sharp.
So that's about
copy.
You mentioned it being 3 years old. Is the parts availability going to be just like the other ones? A maximum of 10 years from the original time it was produced, right? So 7 more years of parts availability.
Mm-hmm. What I thought, we got one for 4250.
So we got one for 45.
One's 4250, one's 45.
Yeah. And copies are 12 and a half, or 1.5, 1.25 cents. Is that about what the cost of...
No.
What am I missing here?
No. If you buy the CBS machine, they won't be doing the maintenance. TLC will be doing the maintenance contract on it.
So we would just get a machine.
Is that right? Mike, can you sell us this machine for $4,250 without the maintenance agreement? I know you don't want to.
I think the question is, can they get parts for the new Ricoh?
Yeah, just so you know, we have all your equipment under one long service agreement, with the exception of 2 or 3 machines that are newer. So all over the district, we have these lumped under one umbrella. So basically, all we're doing is taking that one out, plugging the new one in under the same umbrella that you're currently under. Typically, I think what Bob's saying is, we generally don't do that. I mean, if he, I'm not trying to help him out or anything by any means, but if he were to sell the piece of equipment, generally he's, we want to keep the service. I mean, that's how they make money, and that's how we make money. Now, I don't mind servicing that, but we're, once again, we're trying to go away from the Rico Savin line. We do have certified techs in the Savin and the Rico, because we used to be a certified with the manufacturer, but we currently do not service Savin on a regular basis. We service your equipment because we have do have parts availability. We have a lot of Savin throughout the state, which gives us the opportunity to service that equipment, but we would prefer to have Sharp.
What kind of maintenance agreement do we have with y'all? Is it so much a copy?
Yes, sir. Throughout the district, I think you're averaging about 1.12 per copy through all the small units and the large units. So you may have a couple of units that are doing 200 pages a month, and then some that are doing 6 to 10,000 a month. So it's on average. That's what we have. And it is a per click charge, so there's no base for that particular contract.
And what do we have now? Is the one that's down there, is it a Rico?
It's a Savin.
Savin and
Rico are the same.
Savin.
Is $4,500 your final answer?
We certainly want to keep the business, and that's why I'm here, sure, to make sure that we address that.
Well, I think we've got their prices right here, so.
He just said they're negotiable.
I'm waiting for that negotiable part.
I'll add that, just so you know, we work really hard to try to keep everybody happy, and we service a lot of older equipment. Our goal is to give you great service and continue new equipment up with technology. Recently, we sold you guys four machines for $5,000 because we wanted to replace that old equipment and just keep your service up to par. We've done a lot of that just to make sure that we keep a good, you know, good graces with you guys. It's a really important account for us. I don't want to seem like a used car salesman at all, but I appreciate that.
Ouch. A good salesman didn't hear that comment at all.
Is this the time to do that?
This is 4250. This is 4250. Any in Logan?
What?
Again?
Yes.
Which one?
Carolyn, do you have a preference as to the machine? Since
it's
your office and you girls will be working with it soon.
Well, they're basically the same machine. We've always worked well with TLC. I mean, I don't know or
the guy that's played is.
I haven't worked with him.
If you keep buying his machines,
you know, but
you can't ever do service.
I don't know that much difference in the machines.
If you buy a different machine,
I don't know that much.
You're more open.
Difference in the copy machine.
You keep buying that brand.
All I know is
over and over and over and over, and then you're trapped.
I'm going by what they told me.
Do we have anything else that might be coming up in the next 4 months that we know of, or since this has been in the agenda that somebody says, oh, I may need some of that for the new budget? Okay.
We need a copy machine yesterday.
Yeah. There's money in the account, right? Just not in the budget.
And the printer is messing up, too.
there's money in it.
I understand that. But if we do this and something happens tomorrow and somebody else needed something out of here, then it wouldn't be here until October. So that's why I was just asking if anybody else had it.
I'm here asking today.
I understand.
I'll move to purchase a copy for the district clerk's records management fund from CBS for $4,250. Countywide records management fund.
We have the money?
Yes.
There's $4,900 budgeted. It would require a line item transfer from one to another, but I printed that just in case.
Just for her accounting purposes.
Might I say one more thing?
Yes.
Is the reason for this because of the I heard 4,250, so I'm assuming there's couple hundred bucks between us because we have all the equipment in the district. Being able to maintain everything and use one vendor, I thought that might, you know, be worthy. This is a little bit, I feel it's a little bit bigger machine than what they're recommending due to the volumes. I would hope that us, you know, and I would hope that anybody in here that's been using us as far as service has been really, really good. The response times have been fantastic.
Yeah, I would want to keep your service. Maintenance agreement. Current.
Now, I will say that if we're using it as a printer, the volume will go up because we print a lot on that laser printer.
We haven't been paying the penny or whatever for them printing on their printer.
I've been buying laser.
But we have to buy toner cartridges.
Yeah.
So it should average out.
Well, they can tell you more than that.
I'm sure it won't completely average out.
The machine's got to handle the copier, and they assured me that it would.
Was there anything against the Sharp equipment versus the Ricoh?
Well, I've already talked to you how I feel about that, but that's why I was asking you if we buy the Ricoh, can you service it?
Yeah, I guess in this case, I just assume pass it off to Michael on the service. I mean, we're really trying to get away from that. I mean, I love CBS, they're great. I mean, this guy's great, but I would never give away business. I just don't want to put y'all in a position where we fail. I think CBS is a great company. I think I might be digging my own grave here, but at the same time, I don't want to have bad service because we can't get a part or something. The newer equipment especially, we won't have access to that as readily as we have the old equipment because we have so much SAP or Ricoh out in the field. But just so you know, our plan is to go Sharp. And in this particular case, the majority of the district is Sharp and that you own everything. So we have a majority of the service there. And I don't want to make it difficult. I'd be happy to match that to keep the Sharp in there. But if you were asking me to service one of their machines coming in, one, I don't know the history of their machine. Anything we place in there, we know the history. Two, they know their machines better than we do. Not that I wouldn't, if we had, you know, took over some service to try to maintain that. But in this particular case, if the deal is going to go down and get the Ricoh and that's what y'all want in there, then I would bow down to CBS to take over services. Y'all have better service than maybe what we could provide. I can't guarantee that. I'm just looking at the Ricoh future. Machine. We're talking 7 to 10 years. I know we're not going to have parts availability for the Ricohs for that long, and that'd just be setting you up for failure. So I'm asking you to stay with the TLC and stay with Sharp, and I can guarantee you that equipment's going to do well for you. And in the future, I'd like to demo in your office so that I can show you that Sharp is possibly superior.
But you see that, I mean, where the, I think the court has felt that, I mean, we begin to feel like we're trapped. I mean, we buy Sharp machines, and it's like you said, now that's the majority of the machines we have, and now we can't bid our maintenance anymore because you're the only company that will bid it.
I mean, you take over the service for that unit, and it'll be very competitive because he's wanting to get in the door. So, I mean, he'd be at maybe a cheaper rate than the whole district's at. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm working for CBS at this point, but I just want to be honest. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just a good old guy. I'm trying to I'm the general manager on top of that. So, I'm talking all service and all sales. I just know that I don't want to strong arm y'all into anything. You want to negotiate some of the other equipment, some prices. And I showed you our profitability report that day to let you know that we're losing some money in some areas, yet we're still plugging away and getting this great response time. Other than that,
are you concerned if you went with Sharp and we get locked in to what you're saying in maintenance agreement? Are you concerned about the future increases in that maintenance agreement? Is that the problem? I mean, they're not going anywhere. They're not going to be gone. It's a good, you know, pretty good equipment. you're not going to be gone out of the area.
Right.
So is the concern the future cost possibility?
No. Well, no. And let me say up front, I don't have any. I mean, TLC has been a good company. Your service has been great. No problems. I haven't had any complaints at all. What I don't like is the feeling that if we want to go out for bids on our service contract, and we've talked about that for a couple of years between the auditor's office and my office, we can't. I mean, if we ever did have a problem, there is no option for us because all we have are sharp machines. And there may not be any way around that. I mean, so if we buy Rico, then our only choice is CBS. And maybe that's just how the world works. But I just don't like the feeling of we don't have any maintenance options. Mike.
Actually, with Rico product, Rico is a manufacturer of Savin and Near also. So anybody in East Texas, and there are several vendors in East Texas that service Rico, Savin, and Lanier products. So anybody that services any one of the three can service any one of the three. You don't necessarily have to be a Rico dealer to service a Rico. You can be a Lanier dealer, service a Rico, or a Rico dealer service Lanier or Savin.
Okay.
Whatever the case is, so you would have options.
Well, how many Ricos do we have in the county? 10% or?
What is y'all service plan on this?
CBS?
Yeah, Mike.
0.0125.
Okay. Penny and a quarter.
And there again, you're talking about one machine, if the county allowed a dual vendor situation, then we could realistically service the other Ricos and get that 0.0125 down.
I understand
what you said.
You kind of answered your own question
go ahead.
That you're the only one that can serve a Sharp, so we have no other choice.
Well, I mean, I can tell you a line of other Sharp vendors, but I mean, we're here for you.
Yeah.
If you ever have a problem and want to get out of something, man, I was born and raised in East Texas, and I'm in charge of all three branches. I'll help you out.
Lives in Upshur County. You live in Upshur County, too.
Sir?
You live in Upshur County, too.
Well, I live in Tyler, but I got kids.
I thought you lived up
school
there.
Here. My daughter's going to see that.
He
said he got for 42.
Here's the deal. If we switch here in the middle of the stream and go to this Rico, and then we don't do it again, we're ending up with one machine and two. I don't know what we've got in the county, but we end up split, and we end up split maintenance. No, who do we call? What do we do? And I've heard here that we are not getting bad service. We're getting good service.
Yes.
And you're willing to do $42.50. I heard that.
I did too.
I heard that this is a car salesman talking to you now.
I'm asking to cut the bid if it means keeping the business.
Suits me fine. I make a motion to do TLC. I think it comes down to maintenance, and now that we have competitive prices, I think that I want to make a motion that we approve the TLC Office System Sharp computer for $4,250.
My question was, what does our current contract or maintenance agreement say? Does it say that they have to maintain every copier that we had on that date, or what is it?
It was a bid that was done 6 years ago, probably.
And it just covers, it's just so much a copy and it covers.
Yeah.
The only thing I found was one page. This is bid on service of copy machines. A penny a copy with a $20 minimum. And that was in 06.
And they supply the...
That's about right.
So there's no details there.
No, toner.
The toner.
My motion stands.
what do we do with Cole's second? Motion first? Is it gone?
I don't think now's the time to be negotiating. We got their prices right here at us.
Okay, I'll first, Commissioner Heffer did have a motion on the floor to buy the CBS machine for $4,250. Is there a second to that motion? Okay, that motion fails for lack of a second. Commissioner Burka's motion now is to buy TLC's machine for $4,250. Is there a second on that motion?
I will second that motion.
All right, the seconded by Commissioner Gentry. Those in favor of purchasing the TLC machine?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye, not because I don't want to give you the machine, but because I don't like negotiating at this point.
All right, so it's 3-1. So we bought the TLC machine. That's going to require another budget amendment inside Fund 21. So.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Will you take this Savon machine?
Yes, we intend to take that. And usually the district keeps those and we deliver it to a place referred to as the Rock. And that's where we deliver that.
The Rock business?
Yes. If you want us to dispose of that, that's no problem at all. Matter of fact, if you have any equipment that needs disposing of, we'd be happy to pay it to sign a document releasing it to us, and we will take it. Normally, we park it at your place.
Yeah, we have to park it over there.
Yes, sir.
And we can order today. As soon as AS, AP. Before the other one dies.
As soon as we make this budget amendment.
Okay, thank you.
I move to approve the budget amendment.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve the budget amendment in Fund 21. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendment's approved.
Part of that line was in the whole $500, so part of that money is to bring that out and pay for this. Yeah.
Item 6 is discuss and take action to purchase a desk for the district attorney's office from non-departmental furniture and fixtures. And I talked to the DA yesterday evening, and he's looked at different desks. He's looked at some desks in the county. They weren't really happy with any of those extra surplus desks we have. And he is asking for $500 out of our non-departmental furniture and fixtures line item. And then he says if he spends more than that, he will make up the difference in one of his discretionary funds.
And the reason he's not happy is the office that this desk is going in is extremely small. So I guess he's got to have one certain size.
Yeah, but Brandy and I went and looked at it with Mike. Mike did a measurement on it yesterday when we were over there. Brandy went to Blake Furniture last night and looked at one of the desks there that they have and had it measured, and it's about the same.
He assured me this morning that he would make sure that it would work before he spent the money.
He told me if he didn't have to spend the money, he would not. If one of those would work, he would use them.
Because I don't believe they have that in stock, so being a special order, if it was too big, I don't know that he could return it.
Are we wanting a fancy executive desk, or are we just wanting a desk? It needs to be.
I think she just wants a desk, but she wants it to be able to hold legal files.
Can we not go to a used office furniture place and get desks like that for a couple $100?
I don't know. I just know that he's asking for $500 now instead of the original.
And the size of the one down at the Rock Building is what?
the same length, and it's actually 3 inches less in depth.
And is depth an issue?
Yes. It's a really small office.
So the more narrow desk, it would be more...
Would be better.
Would be better.
I don't believe it holds...
Legal files?
I'm going to make a motion here.
What's holding her legal files now?
She's working off of it. She has a plastic fold-out table right now. That's what she's working on. That's what she's been working on for a while.
So that we have options open, I'm going to make a motion that we allow the district attorney to purchase a desk not to exceed $500.
Second.
Non-department fixture.
Word that a little differently.
Okay.
That we will allow him to spend $500 out of non-departmental furniture
okay.
fixtures. Because he can spend whatever he wants to if it's his money. But
yeah, okay. We'll allow him to spend necessary amount not to exceed $500 out of non-departmental for DA's office desk. Assistant DA, I think.
Okay. So the motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner, is to allow the district attorney to spend up to $500 out of the non-departmental furniture and fixtures line item. Those in favor?
Aye.
Did we get a second?
Cool.
Yeah,
second.
I did.
Yeah. Aye.
No.
Opposed.
Opposed.
Passes 3-1.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
Goodness.